Greetings in the name of Jesus, our Lord.
在主里面跟大家问安。
主耶稣。
主耶稣。
My name is Tan, 清水。
我是茶，这是我太太。
This is my wife, Izumi.
她叫泉，清水泉。
And we have three children.
然后有三个孩子。
And we came with the youngest
one, Yukine. 今天来的是最小的女儿，是信英。
This is a great privilege to be here tonight.
今天很高兴来到这边。
Sharing the love of Christ together and sharing His plan and will to share the gospel to all of the world.
分享主的爱还有神的讯息。
I really appreciate this church for sending a mission team to Tanzania.
我们感谢这些教会差遣就是短宣队到坦桑尼亚。
Starting from 2010,
从2010年开始。
You sent four teams.
你们差派了四个团队。
And we are so much blessed with these teams.
这些短宣队让我们非常蒙福。
And also the local people, Tanzania people.
还有当地的坦桑尼亚也非常蒙福。
So we really are blessed with your church and the team from the church.
所以因为你的教会我们非常蒙福。
Now we want you to see the video to introduce what is going on in Tanzania.
那接下来就一段影片来介绍我们在当地工作。
Then I'll come to continue.
那接下来我们after
yes.
Okay.
After the video, I'll continue.
Okay, 所以在看完影片之后，他会继续来分享。
Thank you very much. We'd like to read a Bible verse from Matthew. Matthew 24, verse 14. Matthew 24, verse 14 says, And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. We heard the gospel. And this gospel is the gospel of kingdom. God's kingdom. Where is God's kingdom? It's place that our God rules. Yes, in heaven.
在天上,
but also on the earth. If your heart is ruled by God, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within us. In there we have God's presence, God's peace, and God's harmony. Yes, and also we have salvation in Christ, and grace and truth. We hear the gospel of kingdom from someone,
and
we believe, and we are here. And Jesus said, this king, the gospel of kingdom will be preached. All over the world. Now, I like to think about this word. The gospel will be preached. The one who said this was Jesus. He is the Son of God. Sovereign God. Who created heaven and earth. Each one of us. God used word to create heaven and earth. Light be light. As you know.
And
then the light became.
那后来光就来到这个世界。
This Jesus said the gospel will be preached. So no matter what is happening, the gospel will be preached.
不论发生什么事情, 福音就是会被传开。
Actually, he doesn't need anyone.
其实神不用管任何人。
But he uses us.
神使用我们。
Each one of us,
我们每一个人,
we are so many lacks. We have weaknesses. And we make mistakes. But amazingly, this Jesus uses us to fulfill his word. The gospel will be preached to all over the world.
天下.
And in this world, to all nations, he said.
In this world,
in many countries,
在很多国家,
there are still many people who have never had a chance to hear gospel.
还有很多人没有机会听到福音。
When I was called by God,
当神呼召我,
I heard about people who are called unreached.
我听到了所谓未得之名。
But these days, people use the word least reached.
Least
reached.
就没最少最少啊，有些是未得，有些是最没有机会听到福音的。
They might have heard a little bit about Jesus.
他们听过一点点关于耶稣的事。
But they don't know about the cross.
但他们对十字架并不清楚。
What he has done.
那耶稣为我们所做的，他们也不清楚。
When you think about the John the Baptist,
我们想到约翰，施洗约翰。
He introduced Jesus to the people.
他对人介绍耶稣。
The Gospel of John, chapter 1.
是在约翰福音第一章。
He said, look, the Lamb of God.
然后他说，哦，这是神的羔羊。
This is about Jesus, right?
这是耶稣嘛。
And he said, in verse 31,
他在三十一节说，
that I myself didn't know him.
其实我自己不认识他。
The John the Baptist said that he didn't know Jesus.
施洗约翰说我不认识耶稣。
Right? But remember, their mothers are very good friends, relatives.
但是你要知道，他们两个人的母亲是相互认识的。耶稣母亲是玛利亚。
And then John the Baptist,
施洗约翰的妈妈是伊丽莎伯。
When Mary received word from the Gabriel angel.
所以加百列将讯息传给玛利亚的时候，
he went visit Elizabeth.
他就去找伊丽莎伯了。
And then Elizabeth, when she heard the voice,
所以她听到玛利亚问她的声音，
the baby in her
在她肚子里面的 baby 就开始跳，
was John the Baptist.
那就是施洗约翰。
And then Mary stayed for 3 months there.
那玛利在那边就待，玛利亚在那边待了三个月。
So Mary and the Elizabeth, the mothers knew each other very well.
所以他们两个人的母亲呢，其实是很熟悉彼此的。
And they had baby together.
所以他们几乎在同时间生下孩子。当然，
John the Baptist,
施洗约翰
know Jesus.
他应该是认识耶稣的。
Maybe they were playing soccer together.
或许他们一起玩足球。嗯。
At least,
但至少
he must have heard about Jesus from the mother.
从他妈妈听过耶稣这件事情。
But if you read his word,
但是如果我们看约翰福音第一章啊，
he clearly said, I did not know him.
我不认识他。
He repeat twice.
他讲了两次。
Verse 33,
在三十一节跟三十三节。
I did not know.
我不认识。
But the one who sent me,
但是差遣我来的人显明了。
When he baptized Jesus,
当他为耶稣施洗的时候，
Holy Spirit came,
圣灵来了。
Who is a dove?
是像鸽子一样。
And then he understood. Oh, this is the one.
那时候他才明白，哦，就是耶稣，他就是那一位，他知道。
John the Baptist knew personally Jesus.
施洗约翰就是在平辈的身份上他认识耶稣，他们是亲戚关系。
But he didn't know that he is a Messiah.
但是他并不清楚耶稣是弥赛亚。
We also know Jesus.
我们也认识耶稣。
Maybe in the history class we have heard about Jesus.
但是可能在历史课我们听过耶稣的名字。
Who started the Christianity?
或是我们在读基督教相关的资讯的时候，
There are many people in this world,
有很多在这个世界上的人，
who just know the name of Jesus,
只听过耶稣的名字，
but don't know what he has done,
但是不明白耶稣为我们所做的事情。
Least reached people,
这些就是我们所说，就是对耶稣所知很有限的族群。
Jesus said, this gospel will be shared to all nations.
这天国的福音要传遍天下。
And amazingly, he uses small
很奇妙的是，他使用我们这些小小的
presence, each one of us.
我们每一个人。
Myself, I grew up in Japan.
我自己是在日本长大。
I'm a Japanese.
我是个日本人。
And I was born in Osaka.
我在大阪出生。
And I went the elementary school, junior high school, high school, even the university in Osaka. Everything was in Osaka.
所以我的生活圈就是大阪。
But God even called me, who didn't know anything, but only Osaka.
上帝还是呼召我这个除了大阪之外什么都不太清楚的大阪人。
When I was finishing my high school.
当我高中毕业。
Before that.
Before that. 之前。
I grew up in a Christian home. My father is a pastor.
我的父亲是个牧师，我在一个基督教家庭长大。
So since I was very small, I was hearing about Jesus.
所以我很小就开始听关于耶稣的事。
But I was not very happy to be born as a pastor's son.
但是当牧师之子，我其实不太高兴。
Because many of our friends are non-Christian.On Sunday, they went to zoo with their fathers,
爸爸去动物园,
amusement park.
或是去游乐园,
Monday, they were chatting about what kind of fun they had on Sunday. But I just went to church.
但是我去教会,
I didn't like it.
我不喜欢。
But when I was reading Bible when I was fifth grade,
所以五年级的时候读圣经,
I was very much encouraged.
我非常得到激励。
Remember your Creator.
记得你的创造。
In your youth.
在你年轻的时候。
And I realized, I don't go to the zoo or amusement park on Sunday, but I come to the church to serve and worship my Creator.
我虽然在周日的时候没有办法去游乐园或动物园，但是我在周日的时候去服侍这位创造主。
So, since then, I really started to appreciate my situation.
那时候我就开始喜欢我的位份。
I really start to believe in Christ.
我那时候开始相信耶稣。
Repent my sin and believe in Christ.
而且相信他赦免我的罪，而且相信主。
When I was finishing my high school,
当我高中毕业的时候,
I was attending prayer meeting like this.
那我就像来到一个这样的祷告会。
And the preacher was reading this exact verse.
那个时候讲员就念完全一模一样的经文。
And I was very much challenged.
我那时候觉得很受到挑战。
And started to pray.
而且我就开始祷告。
If God leads me,
如果上帝你引导我,
I will go anywhere.
我会去任何地方。
Please send me.
请你差遣我。
And then, when I started to pray,
当我开始祷告的时候，
the word Africa started to come to my mind.
那时候我就想到非洲这个字了。
I didn't know why.
我不知道为什么。
Maybe Africa was the end of Earth for us Japanese.
可能对日本人来讲，非洲就是世界的末端了。
Maybe I have never heard Japanese missionaries went to Africa.
我自己可能也没有听过在非洲有日本。
Maybe I was reading some books about Livingstone.
或者是因为我看到那个李文斯斯顿的故事。
But anyway, I started to pray for mission in Africa.
所以我就开始为到非洲宣教祷告。
And I was searching for next step for my study.
那时候我开始为我下一阶段的学习来祷告。
And I wanted to study something connect to the mission in Africa.
那时候我就想要读一些可能跟非洲宣教相关的。
And I came to know there is one course in Osaka University in Foreign Studies.
那时候我在大阪大学那边有一个科目是关于。外国的学的主题
Swahili language and Africa culture.
就是非洲的 Swahili 这个语言。
And I took that examination to enter the university.
然后我就考了试，然后就进到那个大学去。
My high school teacher,
我的高中老师
told me that is very high standard for you to try.
我的老师告诉我说，其实这个标准很高。
You cannot make it.
你做不到的
Impossible.
你考不过的不可能啊。
But I said, well,
我说
I don't have any other university.
我说我没有其他的学校，就那一间了。
He said, okay, you can try, but it will take some years.
你去吧。
I went to the university to see the result.
然后我到大学去看放榜。
I found my number on the board.
那我就看到在找我的
But I couldn't believe my eyes.
但是呢，我不敢相信我的眼睛。
So I gave my card to the next person.
所以我就把我的卡片给旁边人说。
Excuse me, would you check this number is the same with
that number? 检查一下是同个人。
He said, yes, this is your number.
他说对对对，这就是你的出生证号码。
Congratulations.
恭喜你。
I was very happy.
我好开心哦。
Glad. But on the way home,
但是回家的途中呢,
when I was sitting in the bus,
我坐在公车上,
I started to feel fear.
我开始有点觉得恐惧了。
Real fear.
很深层的恐惧。
God really exists.
神真的在。
And He knows me.
他认识我。
And He opened the gate for me.
他为我打开了这道门。
This is not my ability.
那不是我的能力。
But this is from God.
那是从神而来的。
So I need to go step by step.
所以我要一步一步的。
Where the Lord will guide me.
跟随上帝引导的脚步。
After 3 years studying Swahili in the university,
念完三年的 Swahili,
I took one year holiday,
我就休息了一年,
and visited Africa,
就去了非洲,
and Swahili language is spoken in Tanzania mostly,
在坦桑尼亚他们大部分是讲 Swahili,
so I visited Tanzania,
我就去坦桑尼亚。
It was a great experience for me.
对我来讲是一个非常棒的体验。
When I first arrived,
我刚到的时候，
I could communicate with the people.
我可以跟当地的沟通。
I majored in Swahili.
我的主修就是 Swahili.
But after 3 days,
那三天之后呢？
People start change the speed of speaking.
他们就开始加快了速度。
They were speaking very slowly for me.
他们就开始为我说非常非常慢的 Swahili。
But when they switch to the normal speed,
等到他们到了日常模式，
I couldn't catch anything.
我就听不太懂。
Wow, it's very different, I found.
然后我就发现，哦，原来这么不同。
Culture is different.
文化不同。
The food is different.
食物不同。
And I needed to stay there. I decided to stay there for 8 months.
所以我决定在那边待八个月。
I was wondering, can I survive here?
我每天都要烦恼要怎么活下来。
But I was very much encouraged.
但是我很受到鼓励。
When I attended one prayer meeting.
那我去一个祷告会的时候。
One lady, mama.
有一个妈妈呢。
Was sharing her testimony.
就分享她的见证。
She went through very big difficulties.
他那时候人生经历很大的困难。
But she was encouraged from one verse from Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
他就被罗马书第八章第二十一节
I opened my Bible.
所激励，所以我就打开圣经。
And I saw my writings on that spot.
我就看见我手写的。
Date and my, some comments.
上面还有日期。
And I realized, I know this verse, and I was encouraged by the same God in a certain day.
那时候他发现原来我在某一天我被同一位神同一个经文所经历
realized.
所以我发现呢
even though the language or culture, many things are different,
即便语言文化很多东西都不同
but we all are created by some God.
我们全部都是由神所造
and we read the Bible.
我们念同一本圣经。
The language is different. I read in Japanese.
我虽然念的是日文版。
They read in Swahili.
他们念的是 Swahili 版。
But the same God speaks through the Bible.
但是同一位神透过圣经对我说话。
So I thought, I can survive here.
他就说，哦，那我可以活下来了。
After that, I came back to Japan.
在那个之后，我就回到日本。
Finished my university.
把大学念完。
And then I went to Tokyo for the Bible seminary.
然后接下来我就到东京去念神学院。
I forgot. I cannot forget. But I met my wife in that university.
不能忘就是我在那里遇到我老婆。
She is going to share her testimony later.
那接下来我太太也会分享她的见证。
And we went to the Bible seminary.
然后我们就一起去念神学院。
When I was in the Bible seminary,
那我在念神学院的时候
I started to count the years to prepare to go to Africa.
我就开始在数算我要预备去非洲的日子。
Studying 3 years in the Bible seminary,
三年神学院。
And then after that, I need to come back to Osaka to start Pioneer Church for Mother Church.
然后我接下来要回到大阪去帮我的母会去开拓。
And then visit churches in Japan for 1 year.
然后接下来要到各处去拜访不同的教会一年。
And then go to UK.
然后再去英国。
All Nations Christian College for one year.
再去 All Nations 这个神学院再一年。
Then I can go to Tanzania.
然后接下来我才能去坦桑尼亚。
Wow, so many years still I have.
哇，年数还蛮多的。
But I learn at that time.
但是我在那时候学到一件事。
That sport, those who played sports, any kind of sports, football, soccer, any kind of sports,
任何一种体育
must do the practice.
你一定要练习。
If you compare the time.Of the game match itself and the practice, which is longer.
所以你比较比赛上场的时间跟练习，其实练习的时间是更长的。
Of course, the practice is longer, right? Exercise.
当然，练习的时间一定是更长。
If you say, I don't need exercise, I just want to play the game.
你不能说啊，我不想要练习。
You cannot make it.
我就想去比赛，但是你没办法好好比的。
You need exercise preparation.
你需要预备好。
And in this preparation,
在这预备的过程，
the match already started. The game already started.
其实那个比赛已经开始了。
Then I really was encouraged to know that, and I started to study well in the Bible seminary.
一有这样的想法，我内心就很着急，我就好好念书。
It took 12 years
for
me to reach Tanzania to serve.
让我抵达坦桑尼亚。
But that was very necessary for me.
但是对我来讲是必须的。
I needed to be prepared.
我需要有好的预备。
Now I want to show some PowerPoints.
接下来我要来看一下 PowerPoint.
Would you go a little bit fast? Yeah. This shows some the concentration of the religions in Africa.
那你可以看见他们整个信仰的分布。
Christianity is
粉红色的是基督教。
And the Muslims
穆斯林是绿色。
Green. And traditional religions
还有一些传统的信仰精灵教。
Tanzania is
那坦桑尼亚在刚刚的地方。
As a country, there are 40% Muslims and 40% Christians.
所以国家里面有基督徒跟佛教徒各占
40%。As you see, Muslims are concentrated on this coast area.
穆斯林是在海岸。
Lindi is 95% Muslim area.
那Lindi大概是穆斯林的地区。
Recently, we reviewed our regional SIM in Tanzania.
那接下来我们在 SIM 坦桑尼亚的一些印象。
Motto: Coast for Christ by the Church.
所以是海岸为了基督，然后借由教会。
We do the ministry. We do the work with the church.
我们跟教会一起同工。
We also belong to church.
我们也属乎教会。
And this is the part of the ministry.
这是我们服事的一些照片。
You saw okay. this is Swahili song.
这是 Swahili 歌。
If you are not, you don't mind, we want to sing together.
我们可以一起唱。
Is it going to come? I sing once, okay? Would you translate?The bottom part.
就是没有神像的，然后也不会有任何影响。
Yes. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Hakuna na hata kuwepo. Hakuna Mungu.Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, Hakuna na hata kuwepo. There is no God like you, Jesus. And then this continue.
好，接下来一个就继续。
Nimetembea, I walked around everywhere. I went around everywhere, but I didn't find there is no God like you. And the people in Tanzania, when they sing, they cannot sing like this.
They started to know.
This also has some actions.
When
you can see when you sing. Okay?
It's like this.
Can you do that? We want to start from the first one. Hakuna mungu kamawe. Hakuna mungu kamawe. Hakuna mungu kamawe. Hakuna na hata kuneko. Nimetembea pote, pote. Nimezunguka pote, pote. Nimetafuta pote, pote. Hakuna na hata kuneko. Thank you very much. We hope with the churches in Lindi, where we are.
Yes.
There are about 15 small churches.
有15个小教会.
So we cope with these churches.
我们跟这些教会合作,
do some seminars.
做培训.
As you saw in video,
那我们刚在, 影片里面有看到,
the fellowship of pastors' wives is very much blessed these days.
现在牧师就师母的团契非常蒙福。
When we started, Izumi started to encourage the pastor's wife to come together.
当我的太太去鼓励这些,
it was very difficult.
是非常困难。
One, everybody were her friends.
The
pastor's wife was her friend.
所以每一个牧师的太太都是他的朋友。
But one pastor's wife said, if that person comes, I cannot come.
但是某一个师母说那个人来我就不要来。
And the same to this person. He said, if she comes, I won't
come. 那个人如果来,
so it took years.
所以花了很长的时间。
But you see,
但是,
now it's so much blessed. And they started the fellowship, and also Izumi and other teaches how to make some bees product or the cakes. And also the team from this church also helped to train these mamas.
他们非常丰富。那他们这几年下来，他们也会做一些手工艺，就像我们刚在影片当中看到的。So
now they open small shop.
所以他们现在有一些小店。
And this will help the local pastor's family.
那这也会帮助当地牧师的家庭。
And when the pastor saw the situation,
当牧师们看到这样的状况呢,
they said, why not? We also need to have fellowship. So we have good fellowship as pastors too.
牧师们也有他们的团契.
So these are the seminars for the
所以这是培训,
meetings,
然后聚会,
the church school.
教会主日学.
This is an agriculture evangelism meeting.
农业的传福音的会议.
This is a secondary school.
这是中学.
The pastor's fellowship.
这是牧师们的团契.
Yes. And we also
他们也会播放耶稣的影片.
And this is Zesan Tanzania. Thank you very much.
谢谢大家.
Now, we'd like to invite Izumi to share her testimony.
Hello everyone.
大家好.
I'm very privileged to be here.
很高兴来到这里.
And I was just overwhelmed by Jesus Christ, what He has done.
为耶稣为我们所做的事情，让我觉得被他充满了感动。
Without him,
没有他的话
I wouldn't have known about you.
我就不会认识大家。
I wouldn't have met my husband.
我也遇不到我的丈夫。
Nor gone to Tanzania.
那更不要说去坦桑尼亚。
But what Jesus Christ has done.
但是耶稣我们所做的。
Have changed so much of our lives.
改变我们生命很多很多。
And I think to obey God.
我觉得顺服神。
Is to trust Him,
是相信他,
who is leading,
他是引导我的,
our lives,
引导我的生命,
with His mighty hands.
用他大能的手.
And I think missionary's life is the best life that you can experience this so lively.
宣教士生活是可以活生生经历我刚讲这一切的最棒的工作.
Life on the field.
It's
so much of challenges,
很有挑战的,
but it's amazing,
但是也很充满期待,
because God is always there,
因为神总是在,
and He helps us.
他是我们的帮助,
you don't see Him,
你看不到他,
but you know He's right here,
但是你知道他就在哪,
and He's making the way for us.
他为我们排道路。
Even this week,
这个礼拜,
as you know through the TV or media, Japan had a big typhoon.
日本有个很大的台风,
and we came from that very spot where the typhoon hit so badly.
其实我们来的地方是很重创, 受重创。
God gave us the chance to fly out before the typhoon.
但是神让我们在台风之前就飞到。
So the Kansai airport is closed down right after we left.
那在我们出发之后才关的。
And so I feel that this is a divine chance.
我觉得这是神
that God has given us
天上来的机会
to come here and to share with you about responding to God's calling.
如何去回应神的呼召？
Myself was born in a missionary's family.
我自己是在宣教士家庭长大。
My parents were missionaries from Japan with OMF.Sent to Indonesia.
去印尼的日本宣教士。
So I was a little baby.
当我很小的时候。
And I was there until Yukine's age.
我待在印尼大概到 Yukine 的这个年纪。
And I went to other countries also because of my parents' job.
因为我父母亲的工作。
And I went back to Japan when I was 16 years old.
16岁的时候回到日本。
People would say I went home.But for me, it was a new country. I didn't know that people would use chopsticks every day. Yeah. But since when I was small, I was fascinated by missionaries' life. I saw my parents working. And you might know that Japan and Indonesia has a very historical, sad history.Incidents.
你也知道日本在印尼的有很多很悲惨的故事。
But church was different.
但是教会不一样。
There was forgiveness within the community of Christ.
是一个耶稣充满的团体。
I was bullied so much. I was very much bullied in the local school.
在学校，
because I was a Japanese.
因为我是日本，所以我就被欺负。
But in the church, I've never experienced any hatred.
但是在教会我完全没有体验到这些仇恨。
I experienced the unity in Christ.
我体会到是在耶稣里的。
And so I wanted to be a missionary in the future.
所以我自己想要成为一位宣教士。
Because I was fascinated that when somebody who is so different, when they come to the Lord, we can be such close family friends.
当我们一起在耶稣基督里面的时
候，One body in Christ.So, since when I came back to Japan for my high school studies and university studies, I was focusing to return to Indonesia. I wanted to be a missionary, and I thought Indonesia would be the best place for me. Because I know the food.I know the language, I know the people. I thought I'll be the best missionary there. But God didn't like that. I started to learn that when I went into the university studying Indonesian language. I didn't know, but my husband was in the same university studying Swahili.
那时候我先生在大学，跟我同进大学念 Swahili。
But we came to know each other when we went to this InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
那时候我们在学校里面有一个跨校学校里面的团契。
The first summer camp that I joined, God challenged me to listen to His calling.
那时候在第一次的暑期夏令营的时候，神挑战我要回应这个呼召。
I was so much passionate about becoming missionary that I didn't think about God's calling.
那时候我一心只想要成为宣教士，我没有特别想上帝的呼召。
God will be happy enough because I'm going to be a missionary.
我只要当个宣教士，我就会很快乐。
But in this very camp,
但是夏令营里面
，God taught me.That all the servants of the Lord was called by the Lord.
所有神的这些门徒是
And they responded to the call.
而且对神的呼召有回应。
And then suddenly I thought,
突然我想到
Oh, I didn't want to hear God's calling.
其实我不太想听到上帝的呼召。
Because I wanted to go to Indonesia.
因为我想去印尼。
Not any other countries.
没有其他的地方了。
But during this camp,in the Bible study, we read Acts chapter 9, where Paul, when he was still Saul, persecuting people, and he got blind. And for this Paul, God sent a person, he called Ananias, to go to this persecutor.And Ananias first didn't want to go, but he followed God's calling, and he went. And then he put his hand on Paul, Saul, and he prayed. And that was the beginning of the change from Saul to Paul. And Paul became such a famous worker of the Lord that all of us know now.And when I was reading this passage with my friends, I was challenged. I thought I will be a good worker, but I came to know that I wasn't listening to my God's calling to myself, to my life. I was trying to accomplish my dream, but not to listen.Because I wanted to go to a specific place. I was too afraid of opening up to any other possibilities. I didn't want to go to a place where I didn't know. But God said that I have to release my dream, but to listen to God's calling. That was...when I was 19 years old. And that summer, I made a big decision before the Lord. I prayed to the Lord. I said to him that I want to be like Ananias. Please use me. Please send me. I'm not ready yet. I'm afraid. But I want to trust you. That's how I prayed in that camp. And since then, God has led me step by step. And He also gave me a verse from Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. This was a calling for Jeremiah from the Lord. But it struck me so much. I couldn't forget this word since then. It says, maybe you could read it?
Yes.耶和华对我说：“你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。”这是耶和华说的。
You must go to everyone I send you to, and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them. And this very verse led me through my missionary life. Through marriage, God gave me this field to go, which was Tanzania. Africa was my last place. I only knew about this sad history of African people. So dark, and I just felt it's not my place. But God prepared me step by step. Yes. We have another long testimony about how we got to know each other and, you know, decided to get married. But we will pass that for tonight. I just want to say that I made a big decision because I was challenged by God Himself to follow His calling. And I knew that He would never give me something that I cannot go. And when we first went to Tanzania, deep in my heart, I was envy with my husband. Because he studied Swahili, he prepared so long years. I threw away everything. I don't know anything about Africa. And I decided not to know anything. So I intentionally didn't study Swahili before going to Africa. And the very first day when I landed in Dar es Salaam, I only knew Asante, which is thank you, and the greeting word. But I prayed to the Lord. I told Him, Lord, I'm here because You have called me. I'm ready to go to wherever You send me. But please, please help me. Because You have promised me. Just like You did to Jeremiah. That I shouldn't be afraid of them because You will be with me. That was an arrogant prayer. But I had to do it. And God was listening to that prayer. It's amazing how He helped me day by day. The first year in the language school, my husband and my baby children were all sick, but I was so healthy. So I could continue my language studies. But as you know, learning new language is challenging. Every day, new vocabularies. And I was so tired one day. I said, I cannot do anymore. But then when I went, when I read the next chapter for my textbook, I found some words that I've never learned it, but I know the meaning. It was the Arabic derivative words that I knew from Indonesian language. God gave me this kind of little gifts that I can enjoy. And amazingly, by the end of the first year, I was able to understand 80% of what people were saying. And I could somehow communicate in Swahili. And I knew that it wasn't myself. It was God that gave me this language. But as I look back, the biggest thing that God had given me was the love for the people. You know, Africans look so different. Different hair, it's so curly, dark color. So in the beginning, I was afraid. But God gave me to see their eyes, to enjoy their eyes, and I realized that the very eyes look just like the Indonesian people. And then I wanted to communicate with them. It was amazing how God gave me that heart to love the people. To be interested to these people who are so different from me. And then we started to survive in this place. That some of you know. I praise the Lord for this church sending these teams. The PACE team came when we were struggling. And the team, each team was such an encouragement for us. Gave us new opportunities to meet different people. The ministries that you have seen briefly is connected to the team's works that they have done for us together. So finally, I just want to challenge you, each one of you. Don't be afraid about uncertainty. If God calls you, He's the one who is responsible for you. All you can do is to step forward. And He's going to help you with all His life, with all His ability. Now I know that I had to release my dream. It was so good for me. Otherwise, I would have become such an arrogant missionary who could not do nothing. But I learned to follow the Lord, to trust Him, even though I don't know anything. I have nothing, but I just gave my daily life to Him. And He is helping me. I would like to continue to follow this faithful Lord. And I would like to challenge each one of you to be like me. Don't be too busy of preparing yourselves. Preparation is important. But there is a time when you have to step forward. And He will be the one who is responsible for you. Let me read the verse again, and then maybe you could read it.
Yes, 因为我差遣你到谁那里去，都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说，你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救，这是耶和华说的。
Thank you. And I will pray for today, from this week, that God would call somebody from here to come to Tanzania. There's so much need.
我在这礼拜会上前祷告，神呼召你当中几位能够去坦桑尼亚，因为他们有很多的需要。
Chinese-speaking people could have such big opportunities to reach the people there.
讲中文的人在那边是有很多的机会。
Because now Tanzania wants the Tanzanians to learn Chinese language.
因为现在坦桑尼亚希望他们能够学中文。
So please seriously think about coming to Tanzania.
请你们慎重的考虑来到坦桑尼亚。
Thank you.
谢谢。
When we came to know SIM, we visited the office in Singapore.
那时候我们认识 SIM 这拆会的时候，我们是到新加坡去。
before that, we had another organization which is called FAEM.
另外一个组织叫做FAEF.
When we contact AEF,
当我们联络那个AEF的时候,
we were told that there is no place for Asian missionaries to join AEF.
那时候他说他们这个组织是没有会亚洲人，
但是keep praying.
你们继续祷告。
And Actually, AEF merged with SIM.
后来 AEF 跟 SIM 融合在一起。
And we visited SIM's office.
那时候我们就去拜访 SIM.
And the director in Singapore.
那时候在新加坡的主任。
Were very happy to see us.
非常开心看到我们。
They said we were praying for 10 years the Japanese join SIM as a missionary.
我们已经祷告十年，希望有日本的宣教士来加入。
I was very happy and I counted.
那时候我数了一下。
10 years, where I was?
那时候这十年我在哪？
I was in the prayer meeting. I was finishing my high school.
那时候我人就是在高中的那个。
I received challenge from God.
那时候我。
I didn't know why Africa.
那时候我其实我不知道为什么是非洲。
But I started to pray for Africa.
但是我就为非洲祷告。
The people in Singapore.
在新加坡的人。
Pray for someone. Come from Japan.
祷告有人从日本来，然后担任宣教师。
10 years ago, but God answered prayer in that moment, sitting in small room.
在十年前呢，就在那个小小祷告会里，让他领受了这个。
It took 10 years for us to see each other face to face.
他们才真正碰到面。
But I realized the Lord answered prayer immediately at that part.
其实神在十年前就已经马上回应了那个祷告。
I'd like to share one small story.
我现在要跟大家分享小故事。
This is a Japanese funny story.
那是一个日本的一个 好笑的故事。
About one collector of antique.
有一个古董的收藏家。
He travels a lot to find something unique and old and good. When he was sitting at the tea place, he observed one teacup on the ground, which was used for dog to give water. And because of his eyes, his knowledge,He immediately understand this is certain person's work. Very expensive
one.
And the owner doesn't know the value. So after thanking for the tea, he said, I want to buy the dog. And he paid quite a big amount of money for the dog. And he said, can I take this cup? On the way back, I need to give water to him. But he said, no, you cannot take this cup. If I use this cup, I can sell a dog quite expensive. The vessel, the cup itself has big value. It should be used for good purpose to serve people. But because of this owner, it is used for dog. Finally, we want to read one verse from Second Timothy.
接下来我要念提摩太后书。
Chapter 2, verse 20 and 21.
第二章第二十一跟二十二节。
Verse 20 says, "In the house there are vessels or article of gold, by gold or silver or metal or wood."
大户人家有金器什么法器，我就可以开始。对。
Would you read verse 21?
Yes. I need to use a computer.
Yes. Verse 21 says, those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be...
在大户人家不但有金器银器，有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Thank you. It will be instrument for special purpose, made wholly useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
所以这些是要来预备行各样的善事。
Each one of us are made by God as a vessel.
我们每一个人是被神所造的贵重器。
Who is your owner?
谁是你的拥有者？
Who is your Lord?
谁是你的主人？
Make yourself become God's possession.
让我们每一个人成为神所拥有的。
And you'll be useful to this master.
那你就会成为这个主人有用的器皿。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you very much for this wonderful night.
父神，谢谢你让我们今天晚上有一起聚集。
We came together.
我们一起来到你面前。
We have different background.
我们有不同的背景。
But you are our God.
但是你是我们的神。
You know each one of our life.
你认识我们每一个人。
You call each one of us by name.
你按着我们名字呼召了每一个人。
I want to follow your calling.
我们要跟随你的呼召。
Please cleanse me.
请洁净我们。
Use for your purpose.
让我们成为你合用的器皿。
In Jesus' name.
用主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.